This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 57 for Monday, September 13th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are swinging higher on Monday morning ahead of the Stat Canada production update coming out tomorrow. The November canola contract rises $1.60 at $855.30 per ton. The January contract gains $2 at $845.80 per ton. Although the federal agency pegged canola ending stocks for 2020-21 above average trade expectations, there will still continue to be a tight supply situation for the foreseeable future. That will be further intensified given reports of canola yields coming in far below average. Temperatures across the prairies are to range from the high teens to mid 20 degrees Celsius today, with the possibility for scattered showers in the eastern half of the region. There are increases in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed, however, the Chicago soy complex is lower. The Canadian dollar is down this morning with the loonie at 78.98 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 79.17. The Kansas City Southern Railway says it plans to accept the $27.2 billion takeover bid from Canadian Pacific Railway. That could end Canadian National Railway's attempt to acquire Kansas City Southern for $29.6 billion, which the United States Surface Transportation Board already rejected. CN still has 5 days to revise its offer. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there is a private sale today of 132,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations, deliveries to be made during the current marketing year. The USDA will issue its weekly export inspections report later this morning and its weekly crop progress report this afternoon. The market continues to react from Friday's supply and demand estimates. The USDA projects slight increases for soybean and corn yields. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday. The November contract pulls back a nickel at $12.81.5 per bushel. October soy oil is down more than a tenth of a cent at 55.63 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is down $2.10 at $3.37.40 per short ton. Corn futures are lower as well on Monday, with the December contract losing 8 cents at $5.10 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the December contract down a half cent at $4.92.5. Wheat futures are lower on Monday. Chicago December gives up 6.5 cents at $6.82. Kansas City December dips 2 cents at $6.80. And Minneapolis December retreats 6 cents at $7.82.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, September 13th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.